Hi there, it is week 48 of 52 weeks of inspiration for 2025. I was scrolling TikTok the other day and I was listening to something that Bunny XO was talking about. She made a post, I don't know, maybe a week ago about being upset with somebody in her circle that she felt had wronged her. And then a week later, she decided she was going to touch on it in her podcast. One of the things in her podcast she didn't do is she didn't name the person. She said a lot of her followers had already guessed who it was, but she didn't name who the person was. She just basically alluded to the fact that she had been hurt. And she was sharing about how she was, you know, going to write a text, and she had written out this big long thing and she had showed her other friends. And then she had this aha moment, and she's acknowledged that she's not the same person today that she was yesterday. But there's still something that comes up inside of us because we have a trauma core memory of how we used to respond. And she said, today, I'm the woman who prays. I'm the woman who wants to be better. I'm the woman who wants to do better. I don't want to be that person. And when I was listening to her talk, there was a part of me that felt like, oh, great, this is normal. Because even though I've been on what I call my healing spiritual journey, on a journey of always trying to be a better person, and just so you know, being a better person doesn't always mean we take the high road. Sometimes being the better person is vocalizing, is having boundaries, is standing your ground, is standing up for yourself. And sometimes it isn't standing up for yourself the same way that you would have. I had an incident happen to me in my life where I had someone walk up to me and verbally attack me. If that was me 10 years before that had happened, I would have unleashed a hell of fury. I would have been vile. And then in that moment that I was in when this happened to me, which was probably, I don't know, over 6, 7 years ago, maybe almost 10, I was very calm, very put together, very much trying to, you know, listen, you're entitled to your feelings. This isn't how it happened, but I'm entitled to mine. And I was just very like, it's okay, it's okay, it's no problem, like very apologetic and very shameful. The me now, if that situation would have happened, would have been maybe slightly a mix of what I said 10 years ago, but also maybe a bit more of that, you know, strength to say, no, I'm sorry, this is not okay, this is not okay, and this is not going to happen. There would be more of me sticking up for myself and using my words and finding my truth with prayer, with clarity, with spirituality, with love, with kindness, but with a don't fuck with me, because that's all in there and that's all okay. Anyway, I just wanted to share with you, if you're going through something right now, A, you're not alone because we're all going through the shit. B, if there's a trauma response that comes up in you, you don't have to act on it. And just because it's there, don't shame yourself and be like, oh my God, I still haven't learned. I'm a horrible person. I still do the same things. I thank God every day that I have a Tamara that I can go to vet things through, to say, you know, what do you think about this? Like, this is how I feel. And sometimes she'll say, nah, you know, here's the other side. And sometimes she'll say, absolutely, you have every right to feel that way. So get yourself a Tamara, get yourself a friend, someone you trust, someone who you can bounce things off of. But when your trauma response comes up, don't shame yourself. Just remember that you're not that person and that there's a better way to handle things. Have a great day, and I'll chat with you soon.